We're talking to all of you also about how you feel about President Trump's executive orders regarding immigration. You can join our conversation. You can give us a call. Our phone number is 1-800-222-9455. You can tweet to 21STShow. Rachel on Twitter says President Trump's ban was poorly thought out with no clear rationale. What do you think? You can join us. As you just heard, there's lots of legal challenges that are being made to President Trump's order. The UN High Commissioner for Human Rights posted a Twitter message on Monday saying that this discrimination on nationality, that's a quote, violates international human rights codes. The Chicago Tribune reported this morning that more than 40% of the more than 30,000 refugees who've settled in the Chicagoland area in the past 15 years are from those seven countries specifically mentioned in the president's executive order. According to that story, almost 12,000 refugees have been resettled in Chicago. Rockford, Wheaton, Aurora, and Skokie also have resettled the highest amounts of refugees. Since 2007, 1,116 refugees have come from Syria. Joining me now is Suzanne Akras-Sahloul. She's executive director of the Syrian Community Network and on the line with us from the Chicago area. Hi, Suzanne. Welcome back to the 21st.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
Suzanne, you work closely with Syrian refugees. You yourself are Syrian. You were born in Syria. I know last time we had you on the show, you talked about how many refugees have become your friends. What are you hearing from folks in Illinois this weekend in the refugee community?
Well, just to be clear that so far in Illinois, we have about 800 to 900 Syrian refugees in the state of Illinois. But nationwide, we have about 18,000 refugees that have been resettled. So here in Chicago, I feel the refugees themselves have been reaching out and asking what will happen to us. Will we be deported? Will our refugee status be taken away and then will we be sent back? And I don't blame them for their concerns because this is really a difficult situation to be in. Many have just arrived or some of them have just recently received their green cards and were looking to the path to citizenship. And so these are concerns that they're having. And, you know, we have families who are waiting for their loved ones to come to be resettled in Chicago. Actually, we have one lady, her name is Iman. She came here with her three children and she was waiting for her oldest son and her daughter-in-law. Daughter-in-law just gave birth to a baby girl and they went through their vetting process and they were supposed to be coming anytime this month. And now there's, with this ban, they may not be able to make it.
So it sounds like you're saying a lot of people are questioning refugees who are here if they will even be allowed to stay here. Is that what people are wondering?
Yeah, the refugees themselves were asking. Yesterday we had an event, a Get to Know Your Rights event, with Representative Kelly Cassidy and Senator Durbin Representative Jan Schakowsky came out in support of the refugees, and they told them that we will help you, we will protect you. They were attorneys on site who connected with the refugees and to offer their pro bono services if they needed to apply for family members to come here or if they needed help to make sure that their status does not change. There is a lot of concern in that regard. But luckily, we live in the most amazing city of people who are looking to support. Just, I was talking to our volunteer coordinator, and she told me that in the last 3 days, we've had over 70 applications submitted because of this, after this, executive order came out. So I feel really good that we live in Chicago and that there's such a pouring of support for the refugee families.
Suzanne, how do you see this President Trump's actions affecting communities across Illinois?
In some ways, there's some good. You know, I always try to look in the good in everything. On Saturday, I went out to the airport, where they were protesting and, there were people who were stuck inside. They were either visa holders or green card holders. Some they were Muslim and they were not able to, be released, out. And there were so many people there at the airport, close to 2,000 people, all chanting, "Let them in, no hate, no fear, refugees, welcome here." And it really was a beautiful moment where so many people, religious and diverse backgrounds, were there. And in some ways, it's brought the Chicago and the Illinois community together under this, unified in this fight against the executive order. So if I want to look at the good and something, this would be the light at the end of the tunnel, that we have so many people who care about the refugee families and not just the refugees, but the immigrants who have, maybe dual status or dual, visas or whatever. But they've all come out in support of these people.
Suzanne Akrasahlul is Executive Director of the Syrian Community Network. And Suzanne, can I ask you, you're a U.S. citizen. I know you were born in Syria. I know you've shared stories on our program in the past about what it meant for you to grow up in this country as a refugee. How did you feel personally about the events that happened this weekend?
Yeah, of course. I felt very hurt. I represent, I'm a Syrian American, I'm a Muslim, I'm a woman, so all of these things are on the Trump ban list, I guess. So I feel, hurt. I feel disappointed. I feel that disappointed in our lawmakers who are silent. There are many who have spoken out, but now we need everyone to speak out against this executive order. For someone who was born in Syria and I became a citizen at the age of 18, of course I worried. I have dual citizenship. I worry about my status, of course. I remember after 9/11, this was a question also, that people who were naturalized citizens versus citizens people who were born here. And so I hope that it doesn't reach to that level that, even naturalized citizens will be targeted. But because I am a Syrian American, because I'm Muslim, because I'm a woman, I feel this is the time for us to come out and to rally and to join coalitions with our faith partners and civic partners, and to really champion the rights of all immigrants and all refugees, not just Syrian refugees. All refugees are welcome, and we need to work as much as we can to try in some way, somehow, to either get this decision reversed, if not, at least rallying the communities around us in support of everyone. And again, if I want to look at the good in everything, it's really uniting the Chicago community under this banner of that we don't accept this executive order.
Suzanne Akrasahlul is Executive Director of the Syrian Community Network. Suzanne, thanks for being with us. Thanks for taking the time today.
Thank you for having me.
Stay tuned. You're listening to The 21st. Coming up, we're going to be talking about these immigration orders, how it's affecting institutions of higher learning across Illinois. You're listening to The 21st. I'm Nyla Boodoo.